Let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
In the later years of high school, I had a pretty profound experience of God. It was one of those moments where everything seemed to click and I was like, yes, my parents believe in God, but this is my faith now. These are my beliefs. I wanted to live out my faith. I wanted to share the gospel. So I did what anyone in my position would do. I got my big, fat, gigantic Bible from home and I slapped it on the top of my pile of school books. I carried it everywhere I went and I was never backwards and coming forwards about my faith. This didn't seem to have the desired effect. I seemed to be turning more people off than turning them to God. I wish I knew then what I know now, because I think it would have changed my approach in high school. I was so eager to tell people about God's love that I forgot to show God's love. I wanted people to know God's salvation so badly that I forgot to reach out to those around me that needed help. I knew they needed God's mercy, but I wasn't willing to be merciful myself. As St. Francis said, "Let us not love in word, but in deed and in truth." I pray that we put faith in action today. God bless.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Made from the dust and breathed into life, he stood on a shame with the fire in his eyes. The image of God walking upon the world. All of the earth was under his feet, except for the fruit from the forbidden tree. He took a taste, and that's how he breaks the world. He cried mercy, mercy. He broke the whole world with the fruit from the tree. Have mercy. Of God walking upon the world. He said he was love and proved it with blood. Rose from the dead to prove he was God. And that's what it takes for one man to save the world. Such mercy, mercy. He saved the whole world when he hung on a tree. Such mercy.
Listening to The Journey with Dodie and Dave.
And now with their tips for vibrant marriages and family life, here's Byron and Francine Parola with Smart Loving.
And they lived happily ever after. It's the ending of the fairy tale love story and it has become the expected storyline of most modern day couples. Swept away by passion and the overwhelming experience of falling in love, couples expect the wedding to seal their happiness in permanent and effortless marital bliss. Of course, reality is different.
Hi, we're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about the purpose of marriage. Like all temporary euphoric highs, the infatuation high of falling in love eventually passes. In a few years, the perfect mate has often become a horrible mistake. How can it be that what began with such high aspiration seems so regularly to have a different outcome?
A key reason is that this modern romantic storyline, when combined with the self-entitlement culture, twists our understanding of marriage and its purpose. Most people today view the purpose of marriage as mutual self-fulfillment. They expect their spouse to make them happy. The self-entitlement culture tells them that they have a right to happiness. Obviously, no one wants to be unhappy, so the only logical conclusion for any unhappiness must be that it is their spouse's fault.
In this understanding, unhappiness signals the failure of the marriage, and so begins the misdirected process of trading in one spouse for another, and another, and yet another. For as long as people look to marriage to be a permanent fix for their own unhappiness, they will unwittingly overload each other with impossible expectations.
In the Judeo-Christian culture, the purpose of marriage is not to make one happy, it's to make one holy. In layman's term, this simply means it is meant to help us become better persons, more loving, generous, mature individuals.
When we study successful marriages, we see that the spouses are more concerned with giving love rather than getting it. Each spouse is continually growing, both emotionally and spiritually, supported by a commitment to that growth. Happiness is therefore the obvious consequence of this marriage. But that is different from saying that happiness is its purpose.
Couples who marry expecting their spouse to fulfill their every need condemn themselves to guaranteed disappointment.
Now, it's important to remember that reorientating our expectations about marriage is not the same as lowering them. Think of it as reinverting an upside-down understanding. Marriage is one of life's greatest adventures. When properly focused, it has the potential to bring deep fulfillment and joy. When we orientate our expectations towards giving love and living in mutual loving service of each other, we'll be far more likely to have a marriage that both endures and satisfies.
Moreover, we'll both be happier for it. We're Byron and Francine Parola, and for more relationship tips, visit smartloving.org.
The Journey with Dodsy and Dave.
Time with you, making all things new. Your light is breaking through the dark. This love, it is sweeter than wine, bringing joy, bringing life. Your hope is rising like the dawn. Oh. It's always like springtime with you, making all things new. Your light is breaking through the dark. This love, it is sweeter than wine, bringing joy and bringing life. Your hope is rising like the dawn. Oh. This is what you do, this is what you do. You make me come alive. This is what you do, this is what you do. You make me come alive. This is what you do, this is what you do. You make me come alive. This is what you do, this is what you do. This is what you do. You make me come alive. This is what you do. This is what you do. You make me come alive. This is what you do. This is what you do. You make me come alive.
living for the first time. Finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. Finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. Finally living for the first time.
I know that in the Diocese of Wollongong, the Lenten program called Encounter is being used by parishes to help churches to really use the scriptures to make the journey to Jerusalem, then to Calvary, and then to the resurrection on Easter Sunday.
I've seen it in my own parish already, Grant. It's a great little booklet, and churches are getting groups together to be guided through their reading of the scriptures with reflections and guided prayer with our own Sister Hilda Scott and Father Greg Homing from Campbelltown, and there's great music from Paul Mason to accompany the program as well. So I encourage people in their Catholic parishes to make sure they are signing up for these local discussion and prayer groups in their area throughout the Lenten period.
Mate, that is all good stuff. Now, the next Men Alive breakfast will be hosted by Bishop Peter Ingham at the Xavier Centre. That's at the corner of Crown Street and Harbour Street, Wollongong. Now, the theme is Fire in Your Life. It'll kick off at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday the 15th of February. It's only $15 a person. Now, the invitation is to all men from 16 to 60 plus. The speaker is our very own Robert Fowson. He's the founder of Men Alive and contributor to the Journey radio program.
Yeah, Dodsy, Robert has a passionate belief that God wants each of us to experience life in all its fullness. Robert will explore what it means to stoke the fire in your life. Mm. Now, to confirm your booking, you can contact Vince, 0413 126 095. That's Vince, 0413 126 095. Coming up, Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're riding on the journey with Dodsy and Dave.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy.
Do you ever wake up and know that it's just going to be one of those days? Your thoughts are already filled with dread about the day and you wonder how the heck you're going to get through. You check your emails and they confirm your dread. One of your children comes to you deeply upset and needing your 100% attention. All that before a cup of coffee. Sometimes in our lives we can have those difficult days. Days when we don't feel able to cope with our circumstances or to do the things we need to do. As Christians, we must learn to appreciate those difficult days. Rather than being deterred by challenges along the way, could they stimulate us? As we journey with Christ through rough terrain, we can have real confidence because we know that together with Christ, we can handle anything. We just forget this time and time again. We can know this through three things. Firstly, our relationship with Jesus. When we walk daily with Christ, every experience is shared and we learn to trust Him with our whole lives. Secondly, the promises we read in the Bible. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The scriptures are filled with example of God's promise to be with us through everything. And thirdly, when we remember and reflect on our past experiences, we know that we have coped successfully during hard times. When we look back at our lives, we can see how Christ has helped us through the difficult days. If we're tempted to think, yes, but that was then and this is now, we just have to remember who God is. Though I might change and my circumstances might change dramatically, God remains the same throughout all of time and eternity. This can be the basis of our confidence so that we can get through even the worst of our days. Why don't you join me at thecatholicguy.com? And remember, I want you to know that God is never far from you.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Your fragrance is intoxicating. in a secret place, 'cause your love is extravagant. Spread wide in the arms of Christ is the love that covers sin. No greater love have I ever known. You considered me a friend and captured my heart again. Your love is extravagant. Your friendship is intimate. I feel I'm moving to the rhythm of your grace. Your fragrance is intoxicating in a secret place. Your love is extravagant. Spread wide in the arms of Christ is a love that covers sin. No greater love have I ever known.
That was Your Love is Extravagant by Casting Crowns. Great song. End of our first week back. Dodsy, it all went a bit too quick for me. What about yourself?
Oh, mate, look, anything good always seems to go by quick, Dave. That was a top little song, by the way. Now, look, that's the way things work around here. Thanks for listening into the journey. And again, it is great to have our new listeners in and around the country. Big cheerio to listeners in Gippsland, the Illawarra and Albury-Wodonga. Now, next week on the show, we'll be doing it all again. Of course, great music, interviews and inputs from all our awesome presenters.
Yep, here's proof. Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy. Sister Hilda with her wisdom from the Abbey. She'll be back. Trish McCarthy with Milk and Honey. And, of course, the Parolas.
Oh, yeah.
We'll keep those smart, loving tips coming as well for great marriages, Grant. Thanks for joining us on the journey. And remember,
have yourselves a great week.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 94.1 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.